lengthen and deepen your exhaling, you will also automatically deepen and lengthen your inhale. So I will just one time do it for you. You can imagine your lung volume to be like a full cup, and when you exhale it, what you will do is you will just put all the air out. So do it. Breathe in. As you are sitting, be aware that you sit in the temple room. Just look around a little bit. See Prabhupada's Vyasasana, the ceiling maybe, the red curtains. I will request you soon to close your eyes. This is the last thing you see. Don't worry, it's not dramatic. Close your eyes, concentrate on the exhaling and the inhaling breath. Imagine that you are sitting in the temple of your body. Like any temple, there's a down part, the floor. There's a middle part. And there is a dome, an upper part. We will now place the sacred syllable Ram in all these three portions of the temple of our body. I will say the syllable Ram one time, and when you get your signal, please repeat it. Please, we will go now higher. We will go into the area where your heart is situated and where you as a soul are situated. And we will chant this very powerful Bija mantra with full attention four times. I will do it one time alone. And then we will all do it together. Ra. this time we will go to the dome area of the temple, the area where our heart is, and sorry, our head is. And we will try to fill this whole area with the sacred syllable of Ram. I will do it one time alone, and then we will do it 5 times together. Ram. Chant the most powerful mantra of Gauranga, and we will imagine that we bathe in the sound vibration of Gauranga. Not only that we bathe, we immerse ourselves like we would do if we would take a bath in the sacred river Ganga. We will totally go into the sound vibration. I will request you also to do what you have learned in the morning, to raise your arms high in the sky. I will one time chant alone, and then we will chant 6 times the name of Gauranga. Gauranga, chant please. Gauranga, Gauranga. Bring your hands down, please, on your knees. And when you are ready, kindly open your eyes. So, as I said, we will learn now 3 dimensions of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This was a simple exercise to tune us in to sound. Did you feel when we did this with full concentration that You became more peaceful, maybe? What else did we feel? Any response? Yes? Less distracted on anything else. Our mind was focused, in other words. No, I'm happy that you could experience this. Mm-hmm. Good. Is it possible, Bananani, to even close the door? Because I think we are in full number. Yes. Oh, good. And the other, could you maybe... Mm-hmm. Good. That's much better now. So, with the physical dimension of chanting, I'm referring to things like posture, which plays such an important role in our ability to concentrate. When you sit like this, it is very difficult to concentrate. Or, if you do what I did when I was going to school, I was very, very interested in other things than school when I went to school. So, I remember when it came to do homework, I thought, well, I'm so busy in life, let me just lie down on my writing table, and then while I lie down, I put a cushion on the head, and then I do my homework. But I always fell asleep. I could not concentrate. Posture ruined my ability to study at that time. Prabhupada often told devotees that they should sit properly. By the way, I hope no one here will get a shock because you might sit like this. He said, don't sit like this, he told my brother. He said, only a bull will sit like this. Don't worry, Madhati, don't worry. We are in the... No problem, you know. Try to sit like this. Imagine there is a string pulling your head up like this. You can roll your shoulders like this back, huh? And open the chest area. And then sit happily in the, it's called the Sukhasana, the happy sitting pose. posture does really influence us. Once there was a saint who received an unhappy man. This man came like this and explained to him all his problems. My wife has left me, I have debts, my son hates me, and I look terrible. Then the saint also adopted the same posture. And after 1 minute, he started to exclaim, "It starts to work! I'm also getting depressed!" My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear Pandava Senas, sit properly. That will also, as you walk through your life, even if you are a little bit down, just walk a little bit like this. It influences the mind. It's funny, the mind influences our posture, but listen to this, the posture also influences our mind. So this is one part of the physical dimension. The second is the voice, which is very, very important. As you chant the mantra, see that you actually chant the Hare Krishna mantra and not the Hare Lama, blah, 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 some newly invented mantra. Srila Prabhupada says, as we chant, we should use both our upper and lower lip. I heard Germans are said to be very good in this. They speak very German-like. Hare Krishna. But when chanting, we should first pronounce the name properly. What should Krishna think if you say some strange name, you know, Krishna? Also, what would you feel if I would say to you, what? Oh, your name is Ram. If I would say Rim, you know, you would say, you think, oh, this person doesn't care for me. He can't even say Ram. Maybe that's when we chanted Ram, you felt a little bit, wow, this is my name, isn't it? I could see you were feeling something. So let us now do a simple exercise where we really try to make an effort to really pronounce, I'm exaggerating a little bit, the holy name. I will chant one time alone, and then you please chant by using your upper and lower lips. You can read my lips. I will do it alone. I hope I'm not becoming embarrassed, as you all now will look on my lips. Hare Krishna. Too high. No one chants so high. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Use both lips, huh? Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Sit tall, please. As if you are pulled by a string, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Roll your shoulders, free your chest. Nama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Little faster. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Both lips. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Very clear pronunciation. Na Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you so much. The physical dimension entails posture, pronunciation, but also time. What do you consider the best time for chanting? Any ideas? Yes, Ram? The morning. Why? You're awake, theoretically, I would say, in London. Are you also sometimes going late to bed, Ram? Sometimes. I'm the worstest. I'm the night owl, Swami. So, there is another reason. In the morning, our mind is not yet so full with many things. You know, to listen without distraction, you can't have your mind very full. Imagine this cup is the mind. If it's full with pebbles or sand, I would not be able to pull much water in it because it's already full. So in the morning, the mind has not yet been filled with the material impressions which we take on during the day. You know, a typical day in London, we get up, then we move about, maybe we go to school or we go to work or we go to university, and there is a constant attack on our by the advertisement companies to just fill things in our mind. Do you know this? The best brains of the countries have studied the psychology with the idea, how can we put that bar of soap into the mind so that everyone thinks, I need cleany soap. You don't need cleany soap. There are other soaps which do the job very well, and you most probably have them at home. Or I need to see this movie. Or I need to buy this something. Or I need to look with this in a special way. My hair needs to be really arranged in a specific artistic way so that people will appreciate me, and so on and so forth. Huh? There are the best psychologists of the country are just studying this, how to put things into your mind. So in the morning, the mind is fresh. You may be tired sometimes because London is London and busy life and all, but the mind is free. It's not so occupied. So therefore, when you plant the Hare Krishna mantra in the morning into your mind, it's very good. Before you do the million of other little things. Another time which you can put aside for chanting is when you come home from the university or from the office or from, I don't know, no one of us is so small that he plays in the sandbox. If you come home, take a shower if possible, or just sit somewhere, maybe put a chadar around you, which is clean, so that you're ready to go in your own world. And then sit down in the evening time, when the day has been lived and you are free from the attack of the million urgent things, so that you are not diverted. These are all things you can do on the physical dimension. Let us summarize. Clear pronunciation, posture which allows the energies of the body to flow. You might have to train yourself a little bit because some of your muscles are atrophied by our sitting bull culture, Hare Krishna. Well, after some time, you can sit like I sit. It's just, I'm an old man, but I always prefer to sit like this because then I'm awake, fresh, energetic, dynamic, and I can focus on the chanting very well. This is a physical dimension. I will now do something to wake you up again. Would you like to do something like, sometimes we are tired. Ram, I know it, that sometimes you are tired. I want to teach you something simple which will help you to wake up. Here's an index finger, right? You all have an index finger? Good. Then take the... What is this, the name of this particular finger, please, in English? Middle finger. Acha. Take it behind your index finger and just do it like this. Huh? I do it like... Yes? Then take the remaining fingers, go like this. Yes? Is it clear? Thumb on it. And now raise your arms. But this time, we want to get the effect to wake up very quickly. Bring your arms back as if there's someone, a good friend of yours, who pulls at your hands and brings them back towards the temple door. Go back almost as if you want that the shoulder blades touch each other gently. Don't exaggerate it. We don't need any broken arms here. and keep the arms like this. Huh? Don't put them down. There's a certain reason why you can't put them down, because we will soon meditate, and this wakes up for the next session. So now try to straighten your arms. Oh, now it gets really intense. Arms straight. And Prabhuji, Abhishek, a little higher, please. Can you feel a gentle pull? Manaji, you have put your arms down. But it will go. It will go. Honestly, it cures the thing. But sit in as it is comfortable for you. Is it uncomfortable? Oh, then for you we do something else. Everyone else, keep the arms up. Mataji, you can do like this. You can put your arms like this in the back. That will take care of the back. Okay, so now, dear devotees, Mataji, back, arms back. Yes. Don't worry. It is good for you. Now, let us chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Arms up. Louder. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, hands down. Just watch what is happening in your body. Can you feel the life pulsating in your body? That means you have woken up. My dear devotees, the reason why we did this is not to torture you. Although, you know, once I had a class of bodybuilders, and when they did this only for 2 minutes, they were crying like little children, please allow us to put our hands down. I said, no, don't do it. It's good for you. But this is the strongest, heaviest exercise we ever did, you know, with all their muscles. They could not do it. It wakes you up when you're very tired. But we don't want to be on the bodily platform, right? Let's go one level higher to the dimensions of the mind. The mind is very, very strong. When I was a little child, my father, who was a director of the German railway, told us a story for dinner, which I want to repeat here. He said that one person who was repairing the is it called a wagon? You please help me. When there is a train, then there are little small trains. Is it, how do we say, a carriage? It's a big thing, like from here maybe to there. Yes, and there are those who have a refrigeration system so that they can transport fruits or also unmentionable substances like meat and so on. So one of his workers who was working under him had been found dead in such a refrigerated carriage, Can we say refrigerated carriage? Or yeah, he had died because he froze to death. What they also found out, this will be a little dramatic, it's nice that we have some sound for this. What they also found out, that the refrigerated carriage had a very nice, pleasant summer temperature. So they began to investigate it, what had happened. This is what had happened. The man went inside to repair something. Then someone had closed the sliding door, click, and the man thought this had activated the refrigerating system. However, it was the refrigerating system which was broken, so it did not work. The man knew, if I am for 6 hours in one of these refrigerated carriages, I'm dead. So he tried to escape the car. You could see there were marks on the carriage, but he was unsuccessful. It was a nice temperature inside, nicely aerated, fresh air, and so on. But his mind told him, in 6 hours, you will be blue and dead. And he entered the carriage at 1 o'clock in the, is it called PM? And at 7 o'clock PM, he died. At 8 o'clock, he was found in the refrigerated carriage, totally blue, as if he had died from tremendous cold. Who had killed the man? The man himself? Can we be even more precise? The mind! The mind had this idea, I will be dead in 6 hours. And I think this is, my father, I was a little boy and I was stopping to eat, you know, I was just looking at my father. My father said to me, he said, listen, son, the mind is so strong. My father knew the Bhagavad Gita. He said, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, the mind is the greatest enemy if it is not controlled. Have you sometimes experienced the mind talking to you when you chant? Sometimes the mind is so loud, he's almost like a roommate who's constantly talking, and you say, I need to do something else. And he's just going, la, 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 blah, 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 blah. She said, go and buy this creamy soap. Then you don't smell so aggressively. The mind goes, stop, mind, I want to do something else. No, today is an important football play. England against the rest of the world. You must see it. And the mind, no, I don't want to see football. Or just primitive dullness. The mind is often primitively dull. We churn. Oh, the mind says, you are bored, aren't you? And you go like, I don't care what I feel at the moment. I will go through this. This is important. It's mantra meditation. If I can just go through it, I will experience divine results. Don't disturb me, foolish mind. The mind is so loud. Therefore, my dear devotees, you must, when you want to chant, enter the dimensions of the controlled mind. And I would like to do this now with you by teaching you something which we call in our Kirtan and Japa retreats, the be present meditation. Would you like to learn this? Yes. It can help you for the rest of your life. This simple meditation, my dear devotees, can empower you to be connected with what's going on and not with the endless story of your uninvited, unpleasant roommate with whom you share your room and who constantly influences you. All right. Sit tall again. Put your open hands on the knees like I do. Exhale deeply. And breathe in and out. Now, whenever you breathe in, think this thought: I'm breathing in, and I know that I am breathing in. Okay? So whenever you breathe in, think this thought: I'm breathing in. By this you connect with your breath, you mentally connect with your breath, and I know that I'm breathing in. Let's do this for a round of three. And the last inhale. I'm breathing in and I know that I'm breathing in. Now, on an exhale, whenever you breathe out or exhale, exhale and then think, I'm exhaling and I know that I am exhaling. Really concentrate on I know that I am exhaling. How does it feel to exhale? I'm exhaling and I know. Can you feel the wind? All right. Let's go a little bit deeper. Concentrate your awareness on the heart area where you, the soul, reside. Think, I am. I am. Concentrate now on another sentence. I am eternal. No death, no birth. The immortal soul, which is you, is eternal. Now comes the last meditation. I am eternally a part of Krishna. Krishna is Sat, Chit, and Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. You are a part of Krishna. I am eternally a part of Krishna. How does it feel? Now from that, this place in your consciousness, keep your eyes please closed. We will chant together in one voice, and your task during this exercise is to pay full attention to one mantra. Don't think of the next mantra. Just be fully present in the presence of chanting this one mantra. I will chant one mantra alone, and then we will chant it together. And again, now you have to concentrate, almost focus your mind. Take your mind like the beam of a torchlight and just light it on the mantra. You will see wonderful results. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I said Krishna, so my mind is just thinking Krishna. Krishna, again Krishna. Hare, now it's Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Full attention on each syllable. Two more times. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, and keep your attention the whole mantra. Don't go anywhere. Na Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, we will do it two more times. More concentration, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you're ready, please open your eyes again. Thank you very much. You're doing quite well. So we have now learned something about the physical dimension, that we are just sitting properly, pronouncing the mantra properly. We have learned something about favorable times, like in the morning, first thing. Or if it is difficult because we have to get up very early to come to our working place, then no problem. When everything is done in the evening and we are peaceful, then it's also a very good time to chant. We have entered the dimension of the mind, and we heard this amazing story about a person who was killed by his mind. The way to not become bothered by the mind is what we learned next. That is to be fully present in what we are doing. My dear Pandavasena and dear friends, most of us live in a culture of constant diversion. Modern people are just constantly under attack from movies, sounds, people. And you know this. I'm happy that you don't have a mobile phone with you. Do some of you have a mobile phone in their usual life? I think so, isn't it? It's there even. It constantly ring, 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 and emails, doom, doom, and constantly we are really moved by what is going on from the outside world. And what this means, my dear devotees, is that your inner temple shrinks. You're always outside of it. You're not using it. What you don't use, that you lose. You know, it's like a muscle. Do you know when you don't use a muscle? Like many of us are not sitting like this, and therefore we don't use these back muscles, and you always fall into a pile of ashes. What you don't use, that is what you lose. So you have a very important, we call it sacred space or inner space or inner life, you could say. But you have to use this. This is what you do when you concentrate your mind and you are present to the sound. Let the diversions go away like clouds which pass by a mountain. You are the mountain and your thoughts are the passing clouds. Don't pay much attention to them. Don't become also annoyed when all of a sudden you see a disturbing thought which upsets you. You know, a hateful thought or a very lustful thought, let it pass by, let it come and go like the clouds. You know, we don't pay much attention to these clouds. Maybe sometimes when they make a rumbling sound, then we feel like, well, let's look, but then again we forget the cloud constellation. It's not so important for our life how the clouds look. So it's not so important how the mental clouds look. Don't be clouded. So now we want to enter the last dimension. Who could imagine what could be the last dimension in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Any idea? Not all at once, please. The heart, yes. Prabhupada said in this I mean, in this collection of quotes which I have here, so our chanting process is for everyone, because it cleanses the heart regardless of the man's opulence or poverty. He's talking to the Chicago Police Department, one Lieutenant Moose sounds like a moosey, who is in charge of the community relations in that Chicago Police Department. Chicago means the land of Al Capone, a big criminal. Oh, he was ruthless, this Al Capone. So he says, the only way, he says to this policeman, to permanently change the criminal habit is to change the heart of the criminal. The thief and the murderer already know, the thief and the murderer already know the law, yet they still commit violent crimes due to their unclean hearts. So our process is to cleanse the heart. Then all the troubles of this material world will be dissolved. So this cleaning the heart means also to bring some good emotions into the heart. You can do this by chanting first class prayers to the holy name. Would you like to know one first class prayer? O holy name, my heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires. Do you know this heartburn? This I want. Constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert which is scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name enters the core of my heart through the holes of my ears and showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. I also want to recommend you, my dear Pandavasenas, that you learn to open the heart through prayer. Through prayer to the holy name. There are many first-class prayers which I would like to recommend to you in this book called Sharanagati, a collection of prayers by Bhaktivinod Thakur. It's available in London in the in your bookshops. Or you can just go to the most simple of all prayers, which is, my dear Lord, please accept me. I like to pray this prayer. Would you like to know my favorite prayer? O Krishna, Lord of the Kingdom of Love, I have fallen into this material world, and unfortunately, I'm constantly distracted. I would like to give you my full attention, but unfortunately, I'm unable to do so because I'm surrounded by unfavorable circumstances. Therefore, my Lord, please invest into my case. And by your unbounded mercy, lift me from this ocean of material birth and death and take me to you as your eternal servant. This is a prayer, a little elaborate prayer, which you can find in the Shikshastakam, the 8 prayers by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the 5th prayer, and I highly recommend to look it up and learn it. The Sanskrit is Ayinanda Tanuya Kinkaram Patitang Mam Vishame Bhavam Budu. It's a so good prayer. Or if you say, please, Sachidananda Swami, give us something simple. I can't remember so much. Then remember three words. Please accept me. Take me out of this. I want to tell you a personal story. I was once in the Canarian Islands. I had given three lectures that day, and I thought, let me swim a little bit to refresh myself. And as I was swimming, I noticed I was swimming very fastly. I thought, my God, this preaching works. I'm so energetically swimming. I will call my secretary. She should really announce me at the Olympic Games. I'm so fast. I will really win every race here. And I was really in the mood of swimming and very happy until I tried to get back. I turned around and I continued to swim, but I was violently pulled into the Atlantic Ocean. This is called a tide, a receding tide, Ebbe, we say in German. About 350 uninformed German tourists die every day. Not every day, every year in the Canarian Islands. And I thought to myself, oh no, this is the end of a pathetic story, the life of Sachinandan Swami. He wanted to enjoy a good swim and drowned because of ignorance in the Atlantic Ocean. Then I tried to really swim against the current, but it was impossible. I started to lose my strength. Then a wave came, put me under the ocean, and I started. I mean, I have to tell you the story. My dear deities, don't look at me. I started to vomit. And, you know, I was really becoming fighting for my dear life. Then I finally started to pray. My dear Lord, if this is the end you have planned for me, may it come, but if you can please give me another chance and save me, then I would be very grateful. And at that moment, after I had pronounced this sincere prayer, I heard a voice. Don't worry, I will send waves. Waves which will go towards the coast. Whenever a wave comes, try to swim with the wave as long as you can. Then when you lose the wave, then don't fight as you are pulled back into the ocean. Then catch the new wave. So I was going like this. Let's say this here is the ocean. No, here is the ocean. So the water came, the wave came, 13 meter. Then the tide came, pulled me back, 12 meters. Then again a wave came, another 13 meters. Going back, and finally, meter by meter by meter, I was washed ashore. But do you know what I felt when I was trembling and crying and paying my obeisances and praying on the shore? I thought, my Lord, you have saved me from one ocean, but now I have a second request. Save me from the other ocean, the material ocean of birth and death. So, in this mood, the devotee calls out and says, please, please accept me. I request you to sit tall again, and we will sing. Just understand, you are in the ocean of birth and death. You will also drown, but you have gotten a good opportunity to call out to Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please turn around and look at the deity of Shri Radha Govinda Chandra. And then chant to them, chant from your heart, please accept me. Start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. A little bit more heart, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kindly apply now all the three lessons of the Japa workshop. First, sit straight, please. Second, when you sing, concentrate your mind with full attention on one mantra at a time. And third, bring your heart to the practice by really praying to Krishna and to Radharani that although you have forgotten them for so many long years, they kindly accept you again as your service. Now please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gokuvinda Chanda Radha Govinda Chanda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Chanda Radha Govinda Chanda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Chanda Radha Govinda Chanda Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. O Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
You can please turn around again. So, Hare Krishna, I must sincerely congratulate you. You survived your first Japa and Kirtan workshop. Twice a year we have these Kirtan and Japa workshops in Europe, where we learn much more. This was an introductory course, which told you a little bit what you can expect on such a retreat. Please watch the internet when a Kirtan and Japa workshop takes place in your country or near to your country, like we do sometimes in Belgium, and then if you have free time and want to deepen your Kirtan and Japa experience, you are certainly welcome. Now let me just look at the wristwatch. Yes, we have a few more minutes for questions. Is there any one of you who would like to ask the question? I see a hand going up there, yes. I couldn't acoustically. The first class prayer. Very good, Prabhu. Thank you very, very much for this. Well, there are many prayers, but the one which I chanted for you in the Sharanagati prayers is here. Oh, how powerful is the holy name of Lord Krishna. My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name, however, enters the core of my heart through the holes of my ears. We can just meditate. And showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. You can find this prayer in the prayer collection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Sharanagati, and it is called, it's there in the 10th part of the book, it's called The Glories of the Holy Name, the first prayer. No? Yes, thank you. Any other question? Yes. Prabhu, and then our Mataji, and then we will stop the session. Mm-hmm. Your good, what was your good name?
Anush.
Wonderful. Anush.
Sachin.
Have you all understood the question of Sachin? Huh? Is it Rama or is it Ram? Is that all right? In Sanskrit pronunciation of Rama, the first A is pronounced long and the second A is pronounced very briefly. So when you chant, you can say Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's not Hare Rama. No? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And sometimes as you do this perfect pronunciation, it may happen that the tiny little A, it's really a tiny A, you know, is not audible, not hearable, but that is not a problem. Be happy that you have such a question. Once I got a question by a Chinese man who they can't pronounce the R. You know, so it's Krishna and it's Lama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And then it gets a little unusual, isn't it? Or the French people, they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, not Gaurahari. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. There is no H in the French language. So I think you were severely, you had to learn to pronounce. Sometimes a Frenchman says, I don't hear you. And ear? What is the ear? Then you have to, oh yes, he can't say the H, I don't hear you. Or give me the Andy. Andy? Who's Andy? Where is Andy? The person called Andy. No, he means handy. So yes, I think Krishna also understands the Hare Lama person, but I think the Hare Lama person should learn for Krishna's pleasure Hare Rama. I think it should be done, and it's possible. But this Ram, just try to bring the A there and then let it roll, whatever comes, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like, no? Good. Amadaji, what is your name?
Ushma.
What a creative name. Yes. Ushma, yes?
Mm.
This is a wonderful question also. In the beginning, Krishna usually gives us a taster so that we can go in this way. It's like in the film, we see a trailer, and we see this trailer. My God, I must see this film. It's absolutely sure after seeing this trailer, I can't escape this film. I must see it. You know, so Krishna gives some pre-taste. But then we have to work for it. And it's a very, very interesting way how to get taste. It's explained in the Bhagavatam. You know, in the Bhagavatam it says you should hear the Bhagavatam, but then it addresses the question, what if you don't have any taste to do that? And then the Bhagavatam says, you must serve a pure devotee. Because if you serve a pure devotee, at that time, by the connection of the pure devotee, you will obtain a taste. I don't do this meditation, but I should do it. Maybe I will do it a little later. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very interesting meditation that you should chant, when you chant, in the presence of the spiritual master. Like in your case, like in your Ushma is not an initiated name, so you can connect with Srila Prabhupada and then just, you know, receive him. You know, and think, I'm now chanting with a pure soul. And then you make that connection with him, and then you chant all of a sudden with more taste. Isn't it when we chant in good association, then our chanting is empowered, enlivened, and the taste comes back. So you can do this meditation. I'm doing, Ushma, since you asked such a good question, what I'm doing is I'm inviting Srila Prabhupada, I'm preparing a seat for him, I'm washing his hands, washing his feet, and I'm asking permission to chant, and then I chant like, whew, so good. Yesterday, I was very tired. Was it yesterday or before, the day before yesterday? I felt as if all the tiredness of the Pandava Senas had come into me, and I was just drooling off. I could only think of one verse, siesta, you know. But I needed and wanted to chant my rounds, and I just did this meditation, chanting in the presence of Prabhupada. And what can help you if you are not a person who is thinking, let me say, who's meditating consciously, you can just listen a little bit to a tape of Prabhupada, a japa tape, and just get going then. And then do service, not hectic service, not too much service, but something which you voluntarily, out of the goodness of your heart, want to do. For a great devotee. He doesn't need to be it can be a nice, wonderful Krishna conscious devotee, you know, maybe one amongst your friends. There must be saintly martyrs, I think, saintly women there are in London, I know, devotee women. So you just think of, and something comes in your heart. Taste comes by those who have the taste, you know. Therefore it says, it's interesting, you know, attachment to man or when you are a woman, or attachment to woman. Is the woman the object of attachment, or the man? Is he giving attachment? No, you have, but somebody who's attached, he has the attachment and projects this on a partner, right? You see maybe on the road a beautiful, I will talk now to Matajis, a beautiful man passing, or the men see a beautiful woman passing, and there is no attachment up to that state. Only if something happens in his or in her heart or his heart will be attachment. So when you are together with materialists who are attached to men or to women, and you have association with them, that gives you more attachment than being together with men or women. If you are attached, if you go to Mumbai and you go to the monsoon disco where there is rain, that's what I heard. They have the rain and then they dress very meagerly and very poorly, and everything is full of lust. And in that atmosphere, you will also get infected by lust. So the same is when you come in the association of good devotees who like Krishna, who are really thinking of Krishna, you will also get that mood in your heart. Therefore, that is very good to have such good association with devotees. It's very good. And serve them, Ushma, serve them. Good. Radha London Ishvara, I have to really keep by the time, otherwise I'm never again invited to the Pandava Sena meetings. You can come privately to me. Just a question: How is it going for you? The festival is all right. Not too hot. So, a little bit hot sometimes. My suggestion to you is rest sufficiently. Because when you don't rest sufficiently, the mind gets a little bit, little unreceptive. It can't take anything in any longer. So rest sufficiently. Even you can just go and walk and find yourself a tree and rest under the tree. No problem. We are in the family. No problem. Dobro. God, I thank you very much for kindly participating in your Japa workshop. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's
very nice that you done the last piece.